Welcome, friend. I'm Melinda Burnett, and this is How I Read It, where I take a scripture passage and make a few comments, draw a few conclusions, and cultivate my faith journey with some prayerful reflection and action.
March 28, Genesis chapter 13, verses 10 through 11. The Word of the Lord. Lot looked around and saw that the whole plain of the Jordan toward Zoar was well watered, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot chose for himself the whole plain of the Jordan and set out toward the east. The two men parted company. Learning to share in a family with four children was an important lesson. Mama taught us about the concept of sharing with her words, but her greatest teaching was the actions she took. For example, Mama had a great way to instill fairness when it came down to the last homemade cookie. One person split it in two, and the other chose which half they wanted. We learned to share well, so both were satisfied. Lot saw what was good for him. He chose what seemed best for him. He did not for a moment consider his elder uncle, and the respect, custom, and previous care and provision demanded. Selfish choices reveal a scarcity mindset. In what area of your life do you fear you do not or will not have enough? How could a choice to share fairly and generously eliminate that fear? God, you have generously provided for me. Strengthen my resolve to interact generously with others. Amen.
Thanks for hanging out with me. This is How I Read It. Music composed and performed by Janet Burleson Wiseman.